Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Hi everyone, it's Michael and I thought we'd get together and have a quick update on some of the things we've been doing recently, but we've got a few questions to ask you as well. So listen up and we'd like your response on a few things. So hi Joe.
Hi everyone. We won't keep you 17 minutes this time like last week.
We won't, and we're not giving you a word either this time. It's only on ones we're doing that, isn't it?
Yes.
So what have you been up to for the last week then?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh gosh, suffering with a cold, which has left me with a cough, which people who follow me on audiobook will know that I'm trying to shake off and it's driving me insane. So that's my life really.
Ooh, nothing worse is that. I had one a couple of weeks ago. Oh. So yeah, if you've got any good remedies for colds, why not put them on the audiobook channel as well?
Yeah.
And I guess, you know, it's always the problem with medicine as well, just thinking about it. How do you, you know, get your information? How do you access? Do you get the talking prescription labels and things like that on your products, if you know about those? Or how do you manage your prescriptions?
We actually had an audiobook about that, didn't we, a few months ago. We might put that up again to give everybody the information again and retweet it, because that is really useful. I mean, I read Braille, so I get most of my medication that I take has Braille on the packaging, but not everybody reads Braille, of course.
No, so we'll try and find that audiobook. I think it was our friend Terry who put that on for us.
It was, yes, yeah, it was. So we were wondering how everyone's finding the audioboom app. I hate calling it that. I'm going to stick to audioboom. But how are you finding the app? How are you finding the channels, and contributing to the channels? And if you need any help, not that we're experts by any means, but feel free to drop us an email, info@vitalk.co.uk, or you can drop us a voicemail as well, which is 0161 298 8255, and we will try and help where we can if you're having any problems. I mean, people are contributing to the channel, but it's still a bit kind of clunky, isn't it, the new app?
It is. I mean, it's some of the little things you can't do, like go back when you're looking at streams and things like that. But we would like your feedback. If you're getting your information from the Sonata player and from a download from the direct podcast feed, let us know, because we're interested to find out how people are receiving us as well, and that might help us to sort of spread our net a little bit wider as well. And if there's services you think we should be on which we're not on, let us know, because again, it's spreading the net and reaching more and more people with the information which we want to provide, and obviously bringing people together as well.
Absolutely, yeah, because don't forget the Facebook group is there. You just need to search VI Talk. That's doing really well at the moment. And there's a page as well, and there's also Twitter, of course, that's doing quite well as well at the moment.
It is. We're getting quite a few people following us and retweets and things like that.
Yeah, which is great. The other thing is that we wondered, we want to run VI Talk for everybody else. We want to share, the tagline of VI Talk has become sharing ideas, information and support. And so we want to know what you want. We do interviews and everything and put information up on the channel. So we'll just talk about the channel for the time being, because this we're talking to audiobook listeners mainly, I guess. So we want to know what you'd like to hear us, well, not us talk about, but is there anybody you'd like us to get hold of to do an interview? Is there any information that you want us to try and get from any organisations or charities? Anything like that would be, you know, both of us, we're happy to go off and try and grab anybody, really.
Yeah, and, you know, and we're finding there's different sorts of streams, isn't it? Like with the audio boo, we're obviously bringing information, people are responding to information, and with Facebook, a lot more discussion sort of topics, because it's more here and now, isn't it? It's more instant. People can interact straight away. And there are obviously differences between the two, our main sort of focuses. But we're also wondering, because we do the podcast, which tends to be a lot of the things from Audioboo, which we'll put out on a regular basis. But do you find the podcasts useful, or would you rather us just concentrate on getting the Audioboo content so it's just produced as and when we can get it out like we're doing now?
Yeah, because basically what we tend to do is put one of our coffee breaks, so a musician like, say, Sabrina or Steve or Andre, etc., the list goes on, and we kind of sandwich that between two other interviews that we think could be of interest, but they all go on the Audioboo channel as well. So if, you know, if you're not listening to the podcast, we might as well concentrate on the Audioboo channel, mightn't we?
Yeah, and you know, so let us know if you are listening to the podcast feed, or if you just want us to put maybe the odd interview on there, so it's easy, you know, so we control what goes on there, and as short items rather than long podcasts. So yeah, your feedback please on info@vitalk.co.uk, or like we said, the phone number 0161 298 8255.
And the other thing is that we're thinking, now we've been going for, oh gosh, we're into our 11th month, can you believe it? Not an Audioboo, but for VI Talk. Audioboo, it's March, wasn't it?
March 1st, yeah.
Yeah. So we're thinking of starting doing newsletters for anybody who doesn't perhaps have sort of the technology to go on Audioboo, or doesn't want to go on Facebook or Twitter or anything, that's not their cup of tea, but you're perhaps listening through Sonata and you've perhaps got access to emails and that's what you prefer. So we've got a mailing list, haven't we?
We have. Probably if you want to just again email your details in, we can add you. Or on the website, is it still on the website? I think it is,
yeah.
You can sign up to the mailing list, and that's www.vitalk.co.uk. But again, any problems, let us know.
Yeah, or leave us your details on a voicemail if that's easier for you. You know, just anything. We're happy to go with whatever's easiest for you, really.
What we do say, and this is for your own, actually your own security, don't leave contact details on the Facebook group or page. But by all means, you can direct message myself or Joe.
Yeah, you can direct messages on Facebook, or you can do that on Audioboo as well. Yep. If you can, yeah, because the direct messaging on Audioboo is fine again now.
Mm-hmm. Right, so is there anything else before we hand over to our Wendy?
I can't think of anything.
Well, what I will say is come back in a couple of days. Well, come back between before then, obviously, because there'll be content to listen to. Come back in a few days and you might start cringing, but we are starting our new topic or a new theme ready for
oh yes, yeah. And we want all of you to join in. Well, yeah, if it's your cup of tea, obviously. Mm-hmm. You'll all will become clear in a few days.
Yes, so we'll catch you all soon.
Take care, everybody.
Bye.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.